In a poor outlying area of Mauritania's capital Nouakchott, residents line up in front of a private tank to get water needed for cooking, drinking, and washing. A liter costs about half a cent, but families say they need about 200 liters a day, which quickly adds up to nearly $1 a day. Astu Diop, a young cleaning lady who makes about $90 a month, says with price increases for everything, including water, life really has become a struggle. She says the government should do something to lower prices or at least force employers to pay higher salaries. Mauritania is estimated to be 75% desert. Expanding desertification has pushed more and more people into cities, increasing the concentrated demand for water. Reports by the United Nations indicated swelling capital Nouakchott and other Atlantic Ocean beachside towns rely on the ancient underground Trawsfynydd Lake and the Idini wellfield, which are steadily shrinking. Piped water only exists in more affluent neighborhoods, but that water is often cut. John Coker, a refugee from Sierra Leone, comes daily to the private tank in the Senkem neighborhood.
Here is a desert too. I don't want you to forget. Water problem is very tough, even not in Senkem. At times you can see people from this capital, they even come at Senkem to find water.
Coker says he makes money as a painter, but that water costs really drain any savings he is trying to accumulate to get back to Sierra Leone.
It's affecting me greatly, because if you don't have money, if you go to that tap, they won't credit you for that place. That is cash and carry. I've never been so lucky for free water.
Those who are too far from private tanks or who have a bit more money not to have to go themselves rely on water being carried door to door by donkey carts. The head of a non-governmental organization which focuses on sustainable water development for the rural and urban poor, Hadrami Ould Khatri, says not having piped water makes life very expensive and hazardous.
You pay a higher price for it for some water which really, the quality of it, which really the worst that you can find in the nation. In terms of cleanliness, in terms of hygiene, in terms of the standards of drinkable water.
Khatri gives some more details as to why this is the case.
It's transported in a very dirty bottle. And the condition of transportation and also the way it's poured from the water taps is poured with dirty hands. And you can even find animals like donkeys and ducks drinking from the same place where they will get that water for their drinkable uses and cooking, and which is really some desperate situation.
He says diarrhea and cholera epidemics are frequent. Khatri is hoping Mauritania's post-coup elected government will treat this problem with the seriousness it deserves and that more sharing of available resources will eventually take place.
Without water, there is no life at all. But the government's really to put a policy with the local elected officials and the representative of these people and find the best way to make these poor people get access to drinkable water.
The government says it has been obtaining loans to get a pipeline built from the Senegal River to ensure the availability of drinking water in Nouakchott over the next few decades. But that river itself has been drying up, with rains which seem to be getting more infrequent in recent years. Desalination of ocean water is also being studied, but that project seems too expensive for now. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Dakar.